Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Paul Ruckenbach is the new police chief for the city of Whiteville. City Council announced on Tuesday that the former sheriff's detective will take the reins after Douglas Ipock retires in February. County water customers in District 5 are under a boil advisory. Customers from 8699 to 9719 Swamp Fox Highway East and on Clemens Drive are affected. The county said emergency repairs to a water main break will cause water to be reversed throughout the system. That could lead to discoloration. Trafficking, drug, and firearm charges were filed against a Whiteville area man Monday after a raid on Sycamore Lane. Thurman Delene Jeanrette is in a $150,000 secured bond. He's charged with trafficking cocaine, felony sale of marijuana, possession of a stolen firearm, and other charges. Look for more on this story on our website. Firefighters responded to a grass fire on Crusoe Island Road yesterday evening at the same location where there was a structure fire last week. Fire Marshal Shannon Blackman said there were no 911 calls about the home fire until Friday, 2 days after it had burned. Old Doc VFD was called out Wednesday night after the grass fire was reported. Highly pathogenic avian influenza has caused the destruction of 100,000 turkeys in Sampson County. The Department of Agriculture said the commercial flock is the second confirmed infection so far this year and the 12th case in North Carolina since the latest outbreak of HPAI. 8 backyard flocks have also tested positive for HPAI. Saturday's benefit plate sale for the children of Misty Cribb raised more than $10,000. The proceeds were divided evenly between her daughters Rhea and Kyla and stepson Maddox. Kyla is still hospitalized at UNC Chapel Hill, recovering from injuries sustained in the crash that killed Misty. Maddox is recovering at home. Automobile and homeowners insurance rates are going up for many North Carolinians. The increase approved by the Department of Insurance was significantly less than that which was requested. Insurance carriers are reeling from losses resulting from Hurricane Helene and Tropical Storm 8. They're also facing increased costs due to legislation that raised coverage requirements for drivers. Pastor Kevin Taylor will speak at United Faith and Hope Church in Evergreen on Sunday at 10:30. The church is located at 56 His Drive. Piney Forest Baptist Church Joy Group will host Empower Her 24 on Saturday from 9 a.m. until noon. Lynn Cowell and Amy Carroll will be the special speakers with praise and worship music from the Crossroads Band. There'll be fellowship, door prizes, books and merchandise, and much more. Tickets are $20. Call 910-625-5205 or 910-770-1292. Piney Forest is located at 4509 Andrew Jackson Highway Southwest in Chaffern. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.